20 years ago, this offbeat comedy
Animated show for adults,
remember? That wasn't common in those days. It was up against America's Funniest Home Videos and My Two Dads. It became the first real super mega hit for the Fox network. The Simpsons turns 20 next week, and they haven't aged a bit. Literally. Who should we look to reflect back on these 20 years?
If any of you ever need a favor, just look for the happiest man in Springfield.
It turns out we do need a favor, and if we need one, we should probably go to Ned Flanders, or at least the voice behind it. We'd love to talk with him. Harry Shearer, good morning.
Good morning from London.
Good morning. Well, 20 years since The Simpsons debuted, when you very first started this series, your picture of it must be vastly different than what it is now. From what I understand, when you very first started, you thought voice acting itself was not all that interesting.
Well, I just felt that working in animation was normally a very industrial process where you came in and you did your lines sort of by yourself, and there wasn't that kind of working together with other actors that I liked in comedy, and The Simpsons was devised to work in that latter way where we basically are getting together to do the equivalent of old radio shows. We do them together, and you know, then the animation proceeds based on our performances. So it's a very different process and a much more rewarding one. But, I mean, you know, you look back on the days when we were starting, and the Fox network for the older folks in the audience, you may remember, was mainly on UHF channels, and you needed to attach a wire coat hanger to your TV to see it.
You know, some of these scenes where you're talking about having the actual live conversation between the characters, mm-hmm. some of those is probably just you in the room. I mean, you voice so many characters on this show that there's probably lots of scenes with yourself.
Yes, but it's also true of Dan Castellaneta, who plays both Homer and Homer's dad, or Hank, who plays both Mo and Chief Wiggum. So we're all accustomed to talking to ourselves, and, you know, we do seek professional help when required.
Well, Harry, aside from the questions about your professional help, which I've always wanted to ask, I really want to ask you about this. You play, and this is not a comprehensive list, Mr. Burns, Smithers, Ned Flanders, Reverend Lovejoy, Kent Brockman, Dr. Hibbert, Lenny, Principal Skinner, Otto, Rainier, Wolfcastle. I mean, you have so many different characters, but they all kind of boil down to authority figures. Is that a fair assessment of who you play on The Simpsons?
Except for Scratchy.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. And I don't see Lenny as much of an authority
right,
figure.
Right, I suppose not.
Yeah.
But you are this kind of adult voice.
I think Carl sees him as an authority figure. I think that would be the limit of his authority. Yeah, I guess that is sort of my specialty, if there is one. Sure. I'll plead guilty to that.
You know, it's curious because you really started your career during the golden age, what people often refer to as the golden age of TV. You mentored under Mel Blanc. And, mm-hmm. and you know, in 1999, Time magazine called Simpsons the best television series of the 20th century. With your knowledge of what that actually includes, who was left out of that best slot, do you think that's accurate? Is The Simpsons the best TV series of the 20th century?
Well, knowing where my paychecks come from, absolutely.
Okay, but on the side, I won't tell anybody.
You know, I certainly think that the Dick Van Dyke Show has to be put in anybody's reckoning of among the best television comedy shows of the 20th century. I wouldn't presume to talk about drama or other forms. But
there's a connection there, though, Harry. I mean, yeah. That's an ensemble show. That was really mm-hmm. all about a comedy ensemble. And really,
right.
you know, that's carried forward in The Simpsons.
That's true. And, you know, I think that that's reflected in you know, when you have a really good comedy ensemble, I think you have the makings, at least, of a really excellent show. I'd say that torch has been carried in this century by the British comedy The Office, which to me is one of the best ensemble comedies ever as well.
You know, the Simpsons obviously was a game changing show and has certainly had an effect on American society, not alone entertainment. But you know, back in the early 2000s, I remember you saying that you felt the quality of the show was going down. And I have a quote from you in 2004 where you say you rate the last three seasons as among the worst. Has the picture changed since then?
That was a private email correspondence. It was never a public statement of mine. I think the show, like any long-running show, has had ups and downs, and I think you judge a show based on the overall batting average and not necessarily on its weakest points.
Well, but shows that hang around for a long time do have, you know, sort of scenarios of going out. I mean, you've got the ER, which you're going out with a wedding. I mean, that's what all the networks do. They have a wedding at the end. Or you've got Happy Days, which jump
or
the shark.
Or you wake up and it's a dream. It was all a dream.
It was all a dream. That was Dallas. What's the jump the shark scenario for The Simpsons, do you think?
I think probably we go 3D.
I love it.
You know, which, if you look at the CES show this week in Vegas, is probably where every show is going. But I think we'll get there first.
Which is your favorite voice? Do you have one?
Probably C. Montgomery Burns, because he represents pure evil. And you rarely get evil that pure. You know, evil people tend to make the mistake of diluting it, you know, from time to time.
Could we speak to Mr. Burns?
Oh, yes, you could. You can't afford him, but you can.
We can't afford him. So you're invoicing us now, Mr. Burns?
Oh, I'm invoicing you as I speak.
I'm wondering, what, Mr. Burns, what you think of the security measures that we have to put in place in order to avoid terrorist attacks on our in domestic flights.
I prefer a simpler form of security measure. I travel with my hounds.
Nice. Well, Harry Shearer, we should remind people that you are the host of Public Radio's Le Show, as well as being Mr. Burns, which, of course, I'm a big fan of.
Entering its 27th year.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's something that you've kept going, and that must be a labor of love for you.
That is indeed, yeah. Please give.
No, we've heard the last three seasons have really stunk on the Le Show, too.
Touché.
He's already designing his Jump the Shark episode of Le Show.
Right. I'm going HD radio with the show.
Harry Shearer, host of Public Radio's Le Show. He's also the voice of Mr. Burns, Smithers, Flanders, Brockman, Dr. Hibbert, Principal Skinner, Otto. Innumerable characters on The Simpsons that turns 20 next week.
Happy 20th.
Yes. Happy anniversary, Harry Shearer.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks so much, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for coming on.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.